This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move on into Galatians with Introduction to Galatians, No Other Gospel, Paul's Call, Paul's first visit to Jerusalem, and Paul's second visit to Jerusalem. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, the poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly
upon this, your confession. I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, from the house of your servant David, you raised up Joseph to be the guardian of your incarnate Son and the husband of his mother, Mary. Grant us grace to follow the example of this faithful workman in heeding your counsel and observing your commands. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the festival of Saint Joseph is from 2 Samuel chapter 7. That same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Father, before all worlds, God of God, light.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Out of Egypt, I called my son. Why would anyone go down to Egypt? Egypt, that broken reed of a staff that pierces the hand. Egypt, that wicked, pagan, and cultish society. Egypt, the evil empire. Why? Why would anyone go down to Egypt? Famine? A drought that chokes the promised land and kills the earth? But there is bread in Egypt. There is grain to sustain life until it rains, and there is a man, Joseph, who is the giver of grain, the provider of the bread of life. And so the Israelites go down to Egypt to be saved by the hand of the man Joseph. Why would anyone go down to Egypt? To escape the slaughter of the innocents? To preserve the life of the giver of life, to rescue the life of the bread of life? Yes, once again there is bread in Egypt for Joseph. Joseph rescues, guards, protects the bread of life. A different Joseph for those of you keeping score. Jesus, the bread of life, the new Moses, goes down to Egypt. Joseph preserves the life of the Son of God as he takes him down to Egypt to escape the wicked Herod and his slaughter. History repeats itself. The old Moses, when he was born, the evil Pharaoh was throwing the baby boys into the Nile River for crocodile bait. And the new Moses, Jesus, when he is born, the evil Herod is killing the baby boys. But eventually, both the old and the new Moses end up in Egypt in order that which was spoken by the prophet Hosea might come to pass. Out of Egypt, I called my son. The old Moses at the command of the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt and into the promised land. The new Moses, Israel reduced to one, is brought out of Egypt into the promised land by his father Joseph, as he was instructed in a dream. Consider the irony. Joseph takes Jesus down to Egypt. Joseph preserves the life of the Son of God by going down to Egypt, and then returns to Judea so that Jesus might die. Why would anyone go down to Egypt? Why go down to Egypt to avoid death so that you might die? I'm sure the answer to that question is multifaceted. And I know that it is according to plan, God's plan. But these things we do know. Prophecy must be fulfilled. Out of Egypt, The Son of Man must be lifted up, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. The sin bearer must take all of our sins upon himself in the waters of the Jordan and be driven into the wilderness to be tempted. The Lamb of God must be slaughtered. Blood must be shed to atone for the sins of all. The sign of Jonah must take place as a holy one descends into the belly of the grave, and on the third day, the tomb must be empty. God's plan, our salvation. God's plan, our baptismal identity. God's plan, our restored relationship. God's plan, our new meal, the bread of life and the blood of the Lamb. God's plan, our new address, the courts of heaven gathered around the Lamb. Out of Egypt, I called my son. And so the Son calls us and brings us into the promised land, into his presence forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people that by repentance the Lord would draw us close to himself. Heavenly Father, look in mercy on your church. In these Lenten days, remove from your baptized children all impenitence and unbelief and keep us united to Christ our head. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of the nations, give to all our public servants wisdom and understanding, that in difficult decisions and deliberations, they may be moved to act in honor and strive to serve all people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We remember before you, Heavenly Father, the sick, the suffering, the lonely, the dying, the grieving, and all those who desire our prayers. Heal those with infirmities, strengthen those who are struggling, and send comfort and peace to those who mourn. Be their light in the darkness and their rock of refuge in every need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
As we gather at your altar, O Lord, give all communicants faith to receive in a worthy manner your Son's holy body and blood for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for Joseph, the guardian of our Lord Jesus, who obeyed your word, taking Mary as his wife and giving protection to your son. Grant all husbands and fathers faithfulness in their callings, that they may faithfully serve those under their care. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament to my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh, Oh.
The body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.